to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is Lord. He is the Son of God. He's the Savior. He's the Lord God Almighty and infinitely more. Amen. Amen. Lord, we give you this time and we welcome you. We believe that you will reveal yourself to us today. Amen. And I believe with those listening that you will reveal yourself and your glory and all that you are, that they can receive, that they are able to receive today in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The person of the Holy Spirit, the personality of the Holy Spirit, is this sub-series within the overall series, The Glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God, who has revealed Himself as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One God. And man was born to fellowship with Him. That's a glorious, unspeakable mystery that God would allow that He would make Himself available in that way. And what's amazing is every person who's in the Book of Life, when they die, will fellowship. They won't die, actually. They will live forever and they will fellowship with Him forever. They will fellowship with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, with the Father, one God. Amen. This must be the most glorious revelation to mankind, that Jesus Christ is the revelation of God. He's the fullness of the Godhead. He's the exact representation of God's nature, everything about Jesus. Amen. And in fact, he is God. And the Holy Spirit is God. Amen. Yet, I do want to touch on the fact that He is a person, not a power. I actually just listened to a very short message by a great man of God who reminded me of this. And it answers the question, why is it so important that the Holy Spirit is a person? Because when we know Him like that, we have a relationship with Him. Right? I've been emphasizing that. That sounds very commonsensical. But that's the key. We have a relationship with a person, not with a power or an influence or anything. So glorious, a relationship with Jesus. He is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He is. Amen. Amen. This encourages me. I hope it does you as well, that it's a relationship with the Master, Jesus, the so glorious. And then within that, a person finds everything that they could ever want, ever need, ever desire, ever that his glory, he himself, his glory and majesty, he's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. He's God Almighty. To think that we can know Him and be with Him every day and even forever, it's just, you know, we have challenges, right? It's difficult on the earth, but this is something that really supersedes everything. Like, if someone finds Him like this, they will realize, wow, this is why we're on the earth. And the key, a key within, is going directly to Him and not getting, you know, we as humans get sidetracked, don't we? We get off on tangents. Some people use those phrases. You know, we get, we're like sheep. You know, we're creatures of habit. We're foolish in some ways, and we, just that one thing, which is everything, relationship with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, who's a person. So that's a really, on the one hand, it is simple because it's simple, just like every truth in our most holy faith, simple, yet an eternal mystery and revelation. I like eternal revelation, really. How is it simple that the Holy Spirit is a person? Well, we know that Jesus became a person. He became a man. We know that God the Father is a person. He's the only true God. He's the great and awesome God of the universe. 5 times in the Bible, at least, are descriptions of Him on the throne, the highest throne in the universe. Amen. The Holy Spirit, I first want to say, you know, again, someone may ask, why is it set up this way? That the Holy Spirit, let me say this, it's, at times it might be more, we might not be able to realize that the Holy Spirit is a person as much as we do the Father and the Son. But He is God Almighty. He's a person. And it's set up, this perfect plan that God has set up. All of this is because God loves the world, wants people to be saved, to know Him, to experience, to know Him, and to make it to heaven and live forever in glory. We see this over and over and over again. The Holy Spirit is perhaps one of the greatest examples and revelations of His love. He's available now for 2,000 years since Jesus came to the earth. He's been available to every single person in this perfect plan. As I mentioned, that's what Reinhard Bonnke said. I'm quoting him. He said, God thought of and set up the perfect plan that we never could have thought of. Every person on the earth can have a full relationship with Jesus Christ, God Almighty. It's just beyond comprehension in our natural minds. But the Holy Spirit can reveal it. And it lines up with all the other revelations of His love, such as, for example, perhaps the greatest, Jesus Christ dying for the world, coming to the earth as a man, dying for the world. So it's just awesome, awesome. And then the Holy Spirit will reveal similar truths to us in the Old Testament, even where before we thought, oh, it's so different in the Old Testament, and, you know, look at Noah's flood. We have all these objections. Well, the Holy Spirit reveals that even those, you know, for example, in Noah's flood, they had 100 years to repent. They could have repented, and they didn't. We see over and over again that man generally chooses self instead of God. Very tragic. Look at the city of famous story, Sodom and Gomorrah. These, you know, with all of this, you know, really extreme wickedness and sin. But God said if He just found 10 righteous people, He would save the city. There's 2 examples right there where, and it all lines up that God loves the world, wants people to be saved. And so the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. You know, I've been saying, you know, we need to get our views. Well, really, we need to let the Holy Spirit get our views and of Jesus Christ and the Father closer and closer and closer together until they're the same, because they are one. Same thing with the Holy Spirit and Jesus. It's so simple. We somehow are thinking, okay, maybe the Holy Spirit is different, and you know, we might have. He is Jesus, a great man of God, said, after all these years of ministry, I've come to the conclusion, he's Jesus unlimited. I may be getting away a little bit from this very wonderful subject of the person and personality of the Holy Spirit. All of this, I believe, is connected. All of this is connected. And a teaching that I was just reading some in, and it's on the internet, I highly recommend it. It's called The Person and Work of the Holy Spirit, and it is by Dwight Moody, who's a patriarch of the faith. Such wonderful teaching in this. And so I'll admit, you know, I'm not going into the depth of all of this, of this wonderful teaching, like some of the ones that you can find on the internet. And there's a reason for that, because it's simple and it's a relationship. It's all about that. When we meet him, we find everything that we could ever want, as I mentioned, everything we could ever want, desire, long for, hope for, dream of, everything. And it's so simple, so wonderful. It's this wonderful, glorious adventure and journey, and it's fun, it's exciting, it's thrilling, it's, you talk about something to look forward to, this is the absolute greatest thing ever known to mankind to look forward to, the presence and the glory of God, of Jesus Christ, of not about anything else. It's not about knowledge, it's not about understanding things, and so wonderful. When we realize, here's one thing also to remember, when we understand he's a person and how glorious this is, this a teacher points out that we give him the respect and we acknowledge who he really is, that he's not a power or an influence. If we're seeking power, we get off, way off on the wrong things. But when we know him as a person, it's a relationship. And here's a secret. When someone is saved, they have the anointing. This is a summary of, I've mentioned this before, but it's, we need to look at it again and again. Jesus revealed that there's four phases of knowing God. That's in John, the book of Gospel of John. When we get saved, we have the anointing within us. But we're just in the first phase. Our old nature is still really in charge. And the whole relationship is actually us losing our old nature and quote-unquote dying. And the Holy Spirit is released from our spirit person. We're going deeper in our relationship with him, the person of the Holy Spirit, Jesus. It's not that we're getting more and more of him. It's that it's less and less of us And so that we lose our old nature, and then we connect with the... This is a way to explain it, really. Our spirit person connects with the Holy Spirit who's everywhere on the earth. Boom. That's the... People wonder, well, how do we do this? And that's kind of an explanation that we can try to explain that. That's in the Bible. That's Jesus spoke about, as I mentioned, Jesus revealed all this. Then all of the letters and the epistles speak about it also. The riches of the glory of the mystery of knowing Him. And in all of that, it's that relationship. Amen. Some more practical information. This is from Moody's teaching. He points out these wonderful things about that He's the Spirit of holiness. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of holiness, of wisdom, of counsel. That's famous scripture, Isaiah 11. There's actually... and the list goes on, you know, the Spirit of worship, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of comfort. He's the comforter, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of adoption. Also, the Holy Spirit, we know a famous scripture, He can be grieved. How do we grieve Him? If we don't forgive, we grieve Him. If we don't give Him first place and make Him our first love, we grieve Him. You know, what's the first commandment? Love the Lord your God with everything you have. When we do that, the possibilities are unlimited of what we can experience with our great and awesome God. But also, in addition to being grieved, here's some from... He lists seven things here. The Holy Spirit can be lied to. That's in Acts. He can be tempted, resisted, grieved, outraged, blasphemed against, called upon. So there we see again, He is the Lord. He is Jesus Christ. He is a person. He's a... one of the main things I want to emphasize in all of this is how wonderful this subject is. And again, it reveals God's love. It reveals His mercy. It reveals Jesus Christ. Everything in our most holy faith, when we meet the Holy Spirit, everything in our most holy faith becomes wonderful, glorious, full of... And so many other synonyms, just like those words. I mean, empowering, exciting, thrilling, you know, filling us with awe and wonder at our great God. In Moody's, this conclusion that he writes, it's so great. He says, receiving into our hearts the Holy Spirit, well, to have the presence of the Almighty God is to have within us the source of all grace and of all possibility. You know, how wonderful this is that God has offered this. And it all, again, it's all truth is parallel. We see this just again and again. And so wonderful that it's all about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. If we want to know, well, what's the Holy Spirit like? Just look at Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. If we want to know what the only true God is like, what is the Father like? Look at Jesus. Amen. I mean, how wonderful. Let's get our views. So I'll add that to my to this overall. I've been mentioning this. We need to get our views of Jesus and the Father closer and closer and closer together. And let the Holy Spirit do that within us until that we realize that they are one. Okay? Same thing with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus. Our views closer and closer and closer together. Where, wow, this same Jesus Christ who lived 2,000 years ago, 33 years, all these wonderful things, he's alive. He's still alive. He's the same today and forever. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same, doing the same things. In fact, he's doing even greater things now. How? We can now be saved. People can be saved. Before he died, people could not be saved. That same, oh, glory to God. And the possibilities, you know, with the Holy Spirit, again, the source of all possibility. That's Moody's words. All possibility. To think that the same Holy Spirit that moved all throughout the Old Testament, that was moved in Jesus Christ's life from the time he was born until the time he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven. Same Holy Spirit today that we can have. Let's give him first place and make him our first love. And there's unlimited possibilities. Amen.